All right. So as we have been promoting all morning long, Frank Tillman, CEO, President, Wells River Savings, your good neighbor bank, is with us. Good to see you again.
Good to see you again. So just going back to pizza.
Okay.
Our Thanksgiving tradition from probably November, from 2012, is that we'd have our three daughters up, and we have a lot of November birthdays. So we'll celebrate the November birthdays. And my granddaughter Annabelle, she's like her mother. She loves a birthday party.
Really?
So that's what was our tradition. We had Thanksgiving on Thursday, and then either Friday or Saturday we'd have pizza from the Newbury Village store.
Mm.
And so we would, her father Clifton would buy it, and he tends to buy more than what we really have. But the first year that he came up, he ordered. He's a little bit like me. He has his own special things, and he loves their wings.
Mm.
So he ordered a thing of wings, but he kind of thought he would eat those, and everybody else would have the pizza. So we went and picked that up, and he went in to get his wings, and they're all gone.
Oh.
So I said, don't pout. We can go get some more wings. So every year we'd get the pizza and the wings. And so this year, of course, we're all stuck in our thing. I said, Clifton, don't worry about it. We have ordered all the pizza, and we put it on your credit card because they still have the number, and we're going to enjoy it for all of Thanksgiving, all of Christmas. Thank you. Anyways,
that's a good story.
It is good pizza.
I like that. It is.
So what's going on at the bank is we've gone back to, like we did in the spring, that the public lobbies are closed, drive-in only, Newbury's closed. And so far seems to be, going pretty well. Had a few customers that came up to the back door, but they, quickly understood. And so the drive-ins have been busy. We're going to use some of the time to actually paint the lobby in the main office in Wells River. It's sort of like everybody said, when they've been home all spring, all summer, there's things that start to drive them nuts about their home.
Well, right.
We just felt that the lobby was awful dark. So Bert and a couple of some of the tellers are going to put on their painting smocks and paint. And they did that in Bradford, the last closure. So hopefully when the lobby's open again, hopefully it'll be early in 2021, that'll be a much brighter place. Already one wall's done, and it really does brighten up the spot. So that's, we're doing that.
And that bank's what,
1994.
Yeah. Where's time go? And you've been at the bank since
78. So,
so that's 42 years.
Wow. Yep, started on the 43rd year.
No kidding.
And it was actually just the half of the building across the street with a clock on it. That's how I usually talk about it.
Sure.
It was just a very interesting a building, because it was two banks.
Mm-hmm.
Originally it was one bank back in 1834, and then they decided to add on to put in the Wells River Savings Bank. And so at one time they had one half of the building was a hip roof and the other was a mansard roof, and they were joined and they had a common lobby. And then right after World War I, they decided to put it all into one building and have whatever the flat roof that they have now. That's quite a project. I mean,
sounds it.
I'm glad I don't have to.
So you've read a lot of the history on this bank, haven't you?
Yeah.
They
sometimes have I'm a history buff anyway. Mm-hmm. But sometimes we had to look back into the records prior to the Depression, because we had a question from the FDIC about some investments and when do they come to the bank. And so I had to read the minutes from 1915 to 1933, and I ended at when they were able to reopen after the Depression. And it's really fascinating just to go through what life was like back then. So I went and tried to reread it, the period around 1918, which was the flu, and it wasn't really any mention of it. but in the historical records. But yeah, it's
difficult to read. Difficult to read their writing in certain minutes from back then.
It was. It's all handwritten.
I assume it was.
Yep, yeah. And pen and ink and very, very good things. And
yeah,
yep. And what was to me one of the things that was fascinating is that the bank is conservative, but it was also very innovative. So I was. After World War II, they primarily did investments and bonds and U.S. Treasuries. Well, they decided that they were going to go into farmers' home and VA loans. I mean, VA loans were big. All the servicemen coming back, and so this little bank in Wells River, we ended up doing quite a lot of VA loans.
Okay.
And so they seem to be. Sometimes when you're smaller, you can do things that bigger people can't do.
It's still.
Yes. Yeah. And so I remember years ago, there was a move afoot that bank boards and banks in general should have more women trustees and women officers. And I mentioned that at the board meeting, and never forget, Gerald Morse looked at me and says, "Well, we did that years ago, Frank." I said, "What?" He said, We had Pearl Hinman was a trustee of the bank in the 30s, 40s, and 50s. So as you know, and so I went back and read about her. She's a remarkable person. Came in, she was clerk of the board, and then she became a trustee. And so yeah, we had a woman trustee, and back before it was really very, very common. So anyways, that's some
interesting.
Of the history.
Yeah, you read the history, and it tells you a lot about. Yeah. Obviously, the history of the bank and the area.
And the area.
Yeah.
I mean, the big concern, I was really interested in reading about the Depression. You think now, or COVID-19, is this going to be a depression? And it affected them, but again, not to the same extent as that you had in the major cities. Bob Burrows, when I moved to the area, was shear sheep, and I asked him. I said, "What was the Depression like?" And he said, "Well, I was 7 or 8 years old, and we didn't talk much about it." And I asked my dad what we were going to do. He just said, "Well, we're going to put on a couple more pigs, and we'll eat."
Mm-hmm.
And that was kind of
that's what they did back then.
Yep. So for us, it's not a depression, but it is the COVID-19. So the effect on us is obviously we've closed the lobbies, but we're still very busy. We have a lot of people that are trying to get their home loans approved and remodeling done.
Right.
And it's just taking extra time because of some of the constraints, getting appraisals done, getting title work done, and getting... So you can imagine, there are not a lot of people that want to have an appraiser come into their house because of COVID. So that's
it's a trickle effect.
It is, and then the lawyers. They have to go to the town clerk's offices, mm-hmm. and there's some constraints there. So we just, have to remind everybody mm-hmm. that it's going to take time.
Yeah.
So I was talking to somebody yesterday, and I said, "Oh yeah, we can do that." And he said, "Well, take about a month." And I said, "No, it's going to take 90 to 120 days, and yours is fairly simple, but." It just takes that length of time, and bear with us.
Better to know going into it.
It is.
No surprises is. For anybody.
But some, as goofy as the year has become, that's mm-hmm. not a technical term, but there's been still a lot of joy within the system. So we've been working with somebody that was actually a friend of my daughter's in kindergarten. And he's now moving back into the area, and he's building his home. And I find out he's got a daughter, and all those things. So we're getting that house up and running, and remembering what it's like to get your first house and to move in. And the other funny part of the story was he was saying, "We're going very basic, Frank. I don't have a lot of money." I said, "I know that." And so he sends his picture through to the text, get the phone messages, and he sent me these pictures. And I looked and I said, "This is incredible. This bathroom is phenomenal." There are 8 pictures, and I thought, wow, no wonder you're going to have a cost overrun. So I happened to call him on something else. I says, what's the story with that bathroom? And he says, oh, no, that's not my bathroom. That was a bathroom that my buddies and I were working on. And he says, I just wanted to show you what I was thinking. It had marble floors.
Really?
And yeah. And I said, oh, that's...
I think, what's the place going to look like here? Yeah.
So that was interesting. So, you know, we've got a lot of activity. Good. Despite the COVID. We are busily at work on getting the PPP loans forgiven. Mm-hmm. But I think I want to alert everybody to three things. The first is, this is the time of year when they start to get an awful lot of scams that come in through the internet, you know. Mm-hmm. And so just be on the alert. There's a, you know, the bank isn't going to contact you and ask for your ID information by, you know, so there's that. But there's a lot of, since a lot of people are home doing things and disrupting their lives, things like they want to sell things, so they go through eBay. And it's not eBay itself, but there are a lot of people that use, you know, okay, I'll buy that and I'll send you a check. Mm-hmm. And sometimes the checks are fraudulent. So they're just, you need to be extremely alert to that, that there's a lot of fraud going on. And this, the other thing that happened, not that we're not really happy about, but it is the world that we live in. There was a Freedom of Information Act request that they wanted, somebody wanted all the people that received PPP funding, because they wanted to check on them. So the SBA did release that. So there's no real confidential information on it other than by the bank and who got funding. But people are starting to contact borrowers saying, I know you got a, you know, PPP loan.
Oh, I see.
It hasn't happened yet here, but I'm sure it will. And we didn't release it. The SBA did not release public information. But the alert is, you know, we're contacting you from the bank who gave you the PPP loan. And, you know, that we're not making those calls. So it's, you know, and so just be on the alert for that.
Yeah, you really have to be alert then.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, so there's a lot, but it's just the and people are getting desperate. There's fraud.
Yeah.
So there were four things. So that was three. And the fourth is, as we enter winter can be a tough time in the North Country. Some of us are not as well prepared. I'm just now figuring out that I got to get my wood into the basement, and I've been working on that. But there are some businesses and people that have, you know, they've made it so far with COVID-19, and they may be running to the end of their resources. We're still open. We'll still talk to people. Yeah. I was talking to maybe a friend, and you know, he had done fine up until October, and then he happens to run a bed and breakfast, and everybody's canceling on them. Mm. So I said, you know, you have to go to your bank. You have to, you know, this is what I got. You know, how can you help me through the next 6 months or whatever? Mm-hmm. And if any of your customers or even anybody in the community, if they're running into that, now's the time to get in and have the conversation as to how you're going to get through it. We can't guarantee that everybody will get through it, but at least, if you're proactive, then you can come up with a plan.
I see.
And it's very important to have a plan and to have a realistic plan.
Yeah, and enter into discussion then.
Yeah.
Sooner than later.
Yeah. So before the check's starting to bounce. I mean,
right.
When you look at your resources and have that. So we've got, we've got staff that are ready, willing, and able to help on that. You can start out with a call center, start out calling me, 802-757-7970, and we'll work on it. So, you know, that's just because we're halfway through or all the way through this year, we got to start planning on next year, and we're willing to help.
Yeah, most people are online, wrsb.com. All the information's there if you forget the phone numbers and all that stuff.
Perfect.
Good to see you again.
Thank you.
We've got a snowstorm tomorrow night possibly, so be careful.
It'll be a good time to move wood, don't you think?
Yeah, why not?
All righty.
Thank you, Frank.
See you.
CEO, President, Wells River Savings, Good Neighbor Bank, Frank Tillman's joining us the last few minutes.